New Jersey. When he was 16 years old, about 16 years old, that'd be about 1772.
Mm-hmm.
And he married Elizabeth. And he became a Methodist preacher and was admitted on trial into the conference of the Methodist Church in 1786, and in 87 he was admitted in full connection into the Methodist Church. Well, I've been the historian here for the Woodstock Methodist Church for years and years, and at that time, take 1786, you take John Wesley and Charles accepted their call to the ministry in the new colony, landing in Savannah, February the 8th, 1736. It took 4 months to travel by sea to reach America from England. And King George II granted them all trustees of the land from Savannah west of the Mississippi River. So that was about the time that Methodist started, you know, the Methodist Church. And now this John had a son, which we have traced back to the time that this son was born, was James. Now he is the father, the beginning of our forefathers, my husband's people, began with his son. We traced it back to his father. He had a son named James. And now that's where the clan started here in America. You know what I mean? And he had, they was on file. We got this from the Revolutionary Claims in South Carolina between August the 20th, 1783 and August 31st, 1786. And there were seven men that was in this claim from this claim book. I used to have claim books, I reckon is what you'd call it. And one of them was named David, James, George, Alexander, William, Joseph, and Dennis. And this James is the forefather of the brood, you know what I mean? Now my husband Radford's father's mother was a her name was Martha Elizabeth. She married a and her father was Samuel Murray. Is spelled. Now he was born in 1827. This Samuel Ray was born in 1827. And that's where all this clan is started from. And they are, we have a family reunion every year. And I understand that Radford's grandmother, which was Mrs. Elizabeth, Martha Elizabeth, helped to start this reunion in 1914. It's been going ever since.
Every year since, not every year.
I understand during the war, during World War II, they were a slack of period in there that they didn't keep it going. But now I have had it here in my home after the war and in several years that we've had it here. We had it in 1964, 65. In 67. Now we have it at a big campground over here, just over in Cobb County. There's so many of us because in 1964,